In that time, there is a great imam, his name Al-Hasan al-Basri. Everybody knows Hasan al-Basri, a great imam. He was sitting in a circle with his students. A man came and he said to him, "Ya Imam, what do we believe in a person who committed major sins?" A person committed major sins. In another narration, he asked him about the fight which has happened between the Sahaba. And this is fight. Killing each other is a sin. How come they are Sahaba and Muslims and Jannah and they committed sin? If a person committed a sin, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يعني, what will happen to him if he committed a major sin? Before you know, a man jumped, one of his students, he jumped and he answered the question. شوف يعني قلة الأدب. The question was given to the sheikh, one of the students jumped and answered a question like that, by saying, they are not Muslims, but they are not kuffar. They are in the middle. They are in a middle station. They don't deserve to be Muslim because they committed major sins. They don't deserve to be called kafir because they committed a major sin. They are something new, something different. Then Hassan al-Basri refuted what he said. And he said, they are Muslims, but they are sinners. They are sinners. He's still Muslim, but they are fasiqun bima'siyatih. He committed sin, but he's still Muslim. And that man, next day, he came and he started his own halqa, his own teaching. Then Al-Hasan al-Basri said, i'tazalana wasil. That man was Wasil ibn Ata'. His name what? Wasil ibn Ata'. He is the founder of Al-Mu'tazila. He is the founder of Al-Mu'tazila. He died 131 Hijri. He died 131 Hijri. He was from Al-Basra. He was again a very good speaker. They said he had a problem in pronouncing the word Ra. Ra. He pronounced Ra, like Ard. Instead of Ard, he would say Ard. You know how people have this Latra in their pronunciation. And this is something would never make you eloquent speaker. That's right. They said he will give the speech hours. He will not use a single word, Hazra. So nobody can find out this effect on him. Yani Al-Ard, he wouldn't say Al-Ard, he would say Al-Batha. He would bring another word. Imagine, they don't, by the way, give a speech from paper, from memory. He make poets. He doesn't use Ra at all. That shows you how يعني, good he was in Arabic language. He was so good in Arabic language. He would never pronounce this word in his speech, so nobody can take anything against him. Anyway, this man, he came up with this idea. Then he separated himself from Al-Hasan al-Basri and show his animosity to Al-Hasan. And instead of being one of his loyal students, he turned against Al-Hasan and he started his halqa. He found a person who supported him so much in that time, and that was another problem. That person was not well known as a good speaker, was well known as a worshipper. His name is Amr ibn Ubaid. Amr ibn Ubaid. He's a person who avoided the rulers, avoided the businessmen, the rich people. He lived very simple life to the extent that they said about him, كُلٌّ يَمْشِي رِوَيْتْ كُلٌّ يَرْقُبُ صَيْدْ إِلَّا عَمْرَ بْنِ عُبَيْدْ. Everybody walks slowly to Jannah, except Amr ibn Ubaid, he's running fast. Everybody expecting something from the Khalifa, from the Emir, from the princes, from the government. Except Amr ibn Umayyah doesn't care about their money or about their gifts. People like, and that's another problem. The people look at these things, but they do not, they are not careful. What might these things have in the other, what that person have in the other hand to give? That Amr ibn Ubayd, who passed 141 Hijri, was one of the most guided people in his time in the matter of belief. Once he said, when he heard hadith in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Azza wa Jal will send an angel to the mother when she is pregnant with her baby. After 120 days, he will send an angel to breathe into that body, the soul, breath into that body, the soul, which is in her womb, the baby, who will give him the soul. And he will write, he is Sa'id am Shaqi, Shaqi am Sa'id. He is among the people of hellfire or among the people of Jannah. It will be written. He said, if Ibn Mas'ud, then the Sahabi, told me that, I will say you're a liar. He said, not anybody else. If himself tell me that he heard that from the Prophet, I'll say you're a liar. And if Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam come today to me and tell me this hadith directly, I will reject it. And if Allah talk to me directly and tell me that, I would say, oh Allah, this is not fair. قال لرددته وقلت ما على هذا أخذت عهدنا. See how much he is, in the other hand, far away from being righteous. لا إله إلا الله. Anyway, that man was the biggest support to Wasil ibn Ata, and both they start spreading some ideas, which is in the end developed the madhab of al-Mu'tazil. Another person who had a great role in establishing this madhab, his name is Bishr ibn Ghayath al-Mirrisi. This guy wrote a book. Up to today, every deviant sect, every person who want to deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's attributes or names, he use this man's books and this man's doubts. Up to today. Up to these recent days. And another man, well known, his name, Ahmed ibn Abi Duad. This is the chief judge of Muslims in the time of Al-Ma'mun and Al-Mu'tasim. The Abbasi Khalifa. He was the chief judge. He is the one who convinced the Khalifa, Al-Ma'mun and Al-Mu'tasim, to accept the ideologies of Al-Mu'tazila. And he was able, through his position, to force people to teach this belief in the Muslim schools. And any scholars go against what they believe, he will be thrown in jail, he will be executed, he will be forced not to talk in the masjids. Like what they did to Imam Ahmad. For example, Imam Ahmad, 3 years he's not allowed to attend to Jumu'ah prayer. 3 years he was sitting in his house, the Jumu'ah prayer out there, and he cannot walk to the masjid. He prays alone, home. He's not allowed to teach, he's not allowed to have class, he's not allowed. Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah. And so many scholars were killed or were forced to accept the Mu'tazili belief when it comes to Khalq al-Qur'an, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't talk, and he didn't talk, and this Qur'an is not his words, it's one of his creation. We might talk about this a little bit in the future. Taib.